My name is Ponte Teolis. I'm one of my Wintu. My English name is Gary. I've been kind of silent. Usually the tribe can't keep my, they hope I keep my mouth shut most of the time because I talk too much. So I haven't talked a lot lately. Out of respect for them. But looking around and seeing who's here, it just kind of makes me feel I need to say something. Especially with the pits here. You know, I'm so proud to see them here with us because so many of us stood with you 40 years ago at Four Corners. Two times. We were there when they came in with the batons. Mark Vancourt and his little crew and the Forest Service. This struggle's been going on a long time, a very long time. For all Native peoples, it's like no matter, you know, you change the name, but the game is still the same. Well, we took care of this little thing over here 40 years ago, and so we're going to move on over here to something else. And it's time that it stops. You know, my wife over here, Char and I, we were talking before we even came up here. We were so disappointed because, you see, when I was a youngster, I was involved with some folks that Wounded knows, and I know, and we got batoned a few times and a few other things. A lot of those struggles got swept under the table because there was a big old war going on named Vietnam. So they really didn't know what was happening here with the Native folks so much until some federal officer got killed over in a place called Wounded Knee. Then they decided, well, the Indians must be uprising again. But so many things were going on then. And that generation, my young generation then, we saw how wrong things were. We saw the lies that we were being told. We didn't take it anymore. We knew that the wars that were going on then were lies. They were all for resources, for tungsten and zinc. I don't know if any of you knew that, but that's what it was. And the things that were happening to the people here in this nation, killing students on college campuses. And we didn't take it anymore. We stood up and said, no more. And people marched all across this nation. And we changed. We made a change. And things got better. But somewhere that change rolled away somewhere, and the children of our generation came up with a Homeland Security Act and all those kind of things. And we got kind of disappointed and discouraged, like, where are the people standing up for the people now? Where is that heart light of liberty? Where is that passion for real freedom? Where is that need for real human respect? It was there 40 years ago. What happened to it? And we felt bad because we didn't see it. We haven't seen it for a long time. Until some group called Occupy showed up. And some other group called Move On showed up. And a few other groups called Earth First showed up. And you know what? There's a light again. There's hope again. Somewhere, real soon, We stand together. We're going to change it again. We need to change it for everybody. All people, all colors. We need to change it so this stuff doesn't happen to us anymore or anybody else. This is supposed to be a land of religious freedom, supposed to be a land of the free for everybody. Not just a privileged few, not just how much money you have to influence politics, not how big your caucus is. It's supposed to be a land where the majority looks out and protects the minority. That's the ideal. And you're here. And we love you. And I want to thank you for coming. And I want to thank you for doing what you're doing. And keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Thank you.
Oh.